Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What would be the price for the Broncos to trade Courtland Sutton? What would they have to get offered this week leading up to the draft to move on from Sutton?
That's tough. I think he's a pivotal piece, though. For me, he wouldn't be on my trade block. Mm-hmm. But if, for it to make sense for the team, I think a third-round draft pick kind of moves the needle for them.
We'll do it.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of on the same page where I just don't have interest in trading him before the draft because – you might be drafting a rookie quarterback, and I just don't think you can get rid of Courtland Sutton if you're going to get a rookie quarterback. So for that reason, like, unless somebody's coming and being like, hey, we'll give you a first for him, like, I'm probably not going to do it. Now, so after that, though, like, if you wind up making your first pick, you don't take a quarterback, whatever, sure, yeah, like, a third-round pick, why not? Like, you're rebuilding anyway. And honestly, like, fourth, you would give it some consideration. I don't, like you said, like, third moves the needle. Fourth doesn't really move the needle. I'm not necessarily trying to move on. But I could be tempted.
I think that's where the line is. Day two, I think Courtland's gone, kind of regardless of where the Broncos sit right now. Anything else? Probably not as convincing. And I don't think the Broncos are going to get offered a day two pick for him. And this question comes in from AZ Bronco, says, after listening to the pod, sounds like Zach is open for moving on from Courtland. And Henry, not so much. What if we were offered a second for Courtland, though? Use it to move up for quarterback or to find his replacement at wide receiver. To me, a second, it's a done deal. I even think a third, it's a done deal.
Yeah, again, like, you just need to come up with a plan. Because, again, if you're doing it to move up for a quarterback, you would need to add another receiver. And I don't know what you're getting for a second-round pick. And that's why I think a trade is just unlikely, because I think Courtland's more valuable to the Broncos than he is to anybody else. But, yeah, if it's a second-round pick, value-wise, it makes sense to do it. But there would have to be another step there. And, I mean, what is the price tag on Brandon Ayuk? You know, those are the kinds of conversations you have to have and figure out how are you replacing this guy, because you know, you need receivers if you're going to have a young quarterback.
And, of course, this talk is kind of coming up after Courtland Sutton did not attend the offseason workout program the first week as he's looking for a new contract. And a report on Saturday came out from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, who said the Broncos have received multiple trade inquiries on wide receiver Courtland Sutton. The Broncos do not plan to trade Sutton, who is skipping voluntary workouts due to his contract. The Broncos might not be interested in these. For one, they don't want him, as Henry's saying. He's too valuable to their offense, or the trade values, the trade offers haven't been good enough right now. And I have heard behind the scenes that the trade offers that they were given for Jerry Jeudy before he was traded and Courtland Sutton over this past year were not close to what fans thought. Fans in the Broncos last year wanted a first for Jerry Jeudy and a second for Courtland Sutton. I was told that the trade offers for both of these guys were so far from those demands. And as we found out, the Broncos essentially got a fourth-round pick back for Jerry Jeudy. When they got a fifth and a sixth, that was equivalent of a fourth-round value. I'd have to imagine with Courtland, it would probably be similar, like three rounds behind what the Broncos wanted. So probably a fifth-round pick for Courtland Sutton is probably what the market is saying right now. I don't think the Broncos are just going to give Courtland Sutton away unless it gets to the point of he's saying, I'm just going to hold out and not going to show up unless I get a new contract or I get traded. And we talked about it last week. To me, it doesn't make sense to pay a wide receiver when you're in this position you are to give him a boost when I think he's being paid fairly right now.
Yeah, I think if we're talking about the market and we talked about his stats, you know, you brought up that his stats kind of line up with what he's being paid right now. I just don't think it's smart to make it a long-term situation for the Broncos or Courtland.
Yeah.
As a player, nobody wants to be holding out and losing, you know, millions every week. That's not necessarily a smart decision. And then for the Broncos, like, if he's not going to be a piece of the puzzle, then you need to rip the Band-Aid off now so that you can find your Brandon Ayuk or draft wide receiver. Like, whatever we're going to do as a team and organization, it needs to be done quickly so we know which way to move, I feel like. Yeah. And also for Cortland.
In terms of trade value, I think you start by comparing him to Jerry Jeudy, where I think Court's the better receiver. Jerry, being younger, maybe has the higher ceiling.
It's first round.
Exactly. It's That's never, all it is.
It doesn't even matter about – really, it doesn't matter that he's had higher – more touchdowns or more yards. Jerry's a first round pick.
Yep.
And so he's going to get more opportunities. He's going to get more money. So I don't think there's a way in which Cortland kind of gets more than Jerry. Mm-hmm. Not because he's not better. We always talk about it. The first round guys.
Yep. And then the other piece there is that you had to give Jerry the extension, which $58 million over 3 years, that's a lot of money. And on top of that, you get like the $13 million this year on the option, but then that works out to what, 19 a year? Afterward, that's a big number. So when you're looking at
his
that,
average annual 17 and a half.
Yeah, when you factor in this first year. So if you were to trade for Cortland, again, there's a couple bonuses in there based on how many games he plays. Assuming he maxes those out, you're paying him $14 million this year and 13 and a half next year. So 13.75 per year for the new team versus 17 per year. You're saving some money. You're getting a better player. So if you got a fourth for Jerry, you're probably looking at like, maybe you could get a fourth. It's probably more likely fifth or sixth, I would bet, though.
I think if you're trading Cortland, though, the next team's going to give him a new deal. Maybe it's not for $25 million a year, but I don't think he's asking the Broncos for a new deal. Mm-hmm. I think he wants a new deal regardless of what team he's on. So I would imagine that number to go up, just like it did with Jerry. The Broncos traded Jerry, and then the Browns instantly paid him.
Yeah, that could be. But the fact that you have him under contract for these 2 years makes it a little bit easier. Because if you're saying, let's make it 3 years, let's make it 4 years, and we'll give you whatever for that next year, you're getting watered down by those 2 years versus Jerry getting watered down by one.
And I used to think like it would be tough to, or he really couldn't be traded. But as I look back over these like even draft day trades, like there are some guys that are huge pieces to the puzzle for their teams, like an A.J. Brown or a Trent Williams that got traded on draft day.
Yeah.
So it's not like couldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely very open. So it's tough to see. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Do you put any stock into Cortland Sutton not being on any of the Broncos jersey release videos or pictures?
It's kind of what you have to expect. Because like, they would have filmed those in the last day or two. And it we know Cortland Sutton isn't in town. We've all heard that. So it would have been really weird for him to be like, oh, I'll fly out there and do like the little jersey thing. So like, no, that was what was expected there. Same thing with like, oh, Pat Surtain is in the videos. That means they're not going to trade him. Imagine if they hadn't put Pat Surtain in these videos. That would be insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that there's much that you could read into regardless. It's just, I would hope that they reached out and said, hey, if you want to be in this, feel free. But yeah, he wasn't flying out to be in a jersey reveal.
Let's get the final questions on this mailbag. Drop your comments over at thednvr.com on this mailbag to get read next week. Next one. Coming in from Kai, not Kyler, says, hey, boys, Sean Payton said earlier in the offseason that he thought he would be good at evaluating quarterbacks while being glad that other people aren't very good at it. Yet, the consensus seems to be that Sean's guys in the draft are J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels, everyone's biggest risers in the draft process. So which is true? Does Sean evaluate quarterbacks just as good as the next guy, or does he fall in love with someone outside of the top group?
So the way he would know if he's good at it is based on all of the last few years. It's not based on this year. It's about being able to look back, because even if you're not drafting a quarterback, you still go through the process and grade them and figure out what you like. And if they go back and say, oh, that we've heard they like Patrick Mahomes. We like Patrick Mahomes. We like Josh Allen. We liked Joe Burrow. We liked Lamar. Did I say Lamar? I think I did. But you go through all of the quarterbacks and see what your hit rate was coming into this, and then you know. In terms of...
But why hasn't Sean come out and said, like, oh, I really liked Kenny Pickett or some of these guys that could were bust? Of course they're not going to come tell us
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. No, we would have no idea. But if he says we think we're good at it, that would be why you would think that, is because you had good grades on the good guys and bad grades on the bad guys, better than league average. This year, we have no idea what Sean wants, because he would never tell anybody what he wants, because that's like the first rule of the draft is don't tell people who you're going to draft, otherwise they know. So if they wind up trading up for J.J. McCarthy, then we'll know, yeah, they like J.J. McCarthy. But we don't, just because somebody else says that they like him, there's no way Sean is actually going out there saying like, hey, we think this guy's going to be the guy.
And I think Sean is great at evaluating quarterbacks, but what I will say with Jaden Daniels in particular, I mean, he just won the Heisman. He's a phenomenal player. I don't think you have to be a rocket science to understand that Jaden Daniels is probably going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
JJ McCarthy is a little different because he didn't have to do as much. So that evaluation would be purely on Sean, and it may just line up with the way that other people are thinking. But I think from this class, a lot of people feel the same way because some of these guys are really talented.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's like truly a diamond. It's not a diamond in the rough class. Like, you're not finding somebody or looking at these guys that didn't get much playing time or didn't produce, and you got to shine them up and make them pretty. Like, all these guys are shining stars, and you just got to figure out which one you want and which one is really going to be good. But they all, on paper, should be good. So for somebody to say they're good, I think it's just kind of like almost obvious.
And there's reports that the Patriots are willing to move out of three. If the Broncos do trade multiple first-round picks to get in the top three to draft Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy, that's Sean going an extra step other than just saying these guys are good. He's saying these guys are elite franchise quarterbacks, so that would be the separator. And to round us out, we had a comment coming in from our friend Bronco and SD, who says, annual disclaimer that Zach is not fooling me. I know he does the music for the podcast. I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Nobody has ever seen Zach and Pleasure Horse in the same room. Just saying. And a shout out to Pleasure Horse because they are dropping new music for our podcast soon. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for next week's mailbag. And make sure to drop your comments over at thednvr.com so we can read them on next week's mailbag.